I think it's critically important that there are two issues that were discussed today, whether or not the termination of DACA should be reviewed by the court. And the answer is clear. Clearly, the courts have wide discretion with respect to reviewing this question. And two, on the merits, whether or not the reasons that were provided were adequate, were sufficient. And the answer is no. They came and they made conclusory remarks. Both the secretary made a conclusory remark with respect to the termination and the rescission of DACA. And what we say is, if in fact you are going to rescind this program, you should take into account the fact that significant number of individuals who have filed over 300 briefs have relied upon this program, from health institutions to higher education to businesses. I particularly want to shout out and single out Microsoft for all that they have done in standing up and defending DACA. It's really critically important that, again, by terminating DACA would provide great distress to the countless number of individuals who are here and who arrived here under the age of 16 to live and to go to school and to work. And as a result of that, we cannot terminate and or rescind a program where countless number of individuals have relied upon based on a whim or based on the fact that individuals decided that they wanted to end. And I think the words of Justice Breyer were absolutely critically important, as well as the words of Justice Sotomayor, who indicated that it was President Trump who said that he would protect DACA recipients. He would protect the recipients, and he has failed to do so. And as a result of those statements coming out of the mouth of the President of these United States, this court should understand that this is a nation of immigrants and that all of us should uphold the beliefs and the values of our country, and that is that immigrants are here to stay. And we should protect, again, these 700,000 individuals who came here for opportunity, for education, and for freedom. And so on the great state of New York, it's an honor and a privilege to be here and to represent the coalition, the 17 members of the Attorney General's Association who filed on behalf of these individuals. And I say, si se puede.
Si se puede.
Good afternoon. My name is Eliana Fernandez. I am 31 years old.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.